It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Great day. It's always a great day when we have an opportunity to study the Word of God, so I'm glad that you've joined us today. If you'd open your Bibles, we're going to be studying at Romans chapter 8, and we're going to begin reading with the 8th verse, so Romans chapter 8, verse 8. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us, it's 217-847-2717. If you would like to check our website out, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either would be just fine. Now let's go to the Scripture and read God's precious Word. Wonderful to be together today. Romans chapter 8, verse 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Let's end in the reading and begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come together and enjoy this time. It is so wonderful, Father, to have the opportunity to open your precious word, to look through these inspired words and let your Spirit teach us the way. Your way, the way of God, the way of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that opportunity. Thank you for that guidance. Thank you for that strength. And please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us and bring all this to its fullness to us. And we know, Father, that we could turn around and go through the same verses of Scripture next time we're together, and it'd be new once again. That is the wonderful wonderful thing we have with your living word, because it applies to our hearts depending on where we're at and what we need for that day, what we're able to comprehend and understand. Thank you, Father. Just please guide and lead us today into your truth and to your righteousness. We must know you as our Savior. So, Father, anyone that's listening today, please, that they would be born again today. Come by faith and say, yes, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. I believe you rose again from the dead. And I want you to come into my heart and save me. Wonderful words. So please, Father, that be the case today for those that are lost and those that are born again and been saved already, that they would just enjoy the day and grow from it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And we've kind of built on to Scripture verses above that as we, and I'll just start up here with the 5th verse, and then we'll start with that 8th verse. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You see, we need to be born again. We need the Spirit of God to come into our hearts, into our lives, and live within us to guide and lead us. And that's the only opportunity we have to walk after righteousness and not after the flesh. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You must be born again. You know, this universal salvation that some places teach, I don't know what they do with these verses of Scripture, because it's clear that you have both. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We need to understand that people are born sinners. They need to take care of that sin problem. And the only way they can do that is to come by faith to Jesus, believing that He has taken their sins away on the cross when He died 2,000 years ago. So please, we just ask that you listen so carefully and understand that you must have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Otherwise, you are dead in your trespasses and sins. You're going to awaken from this life into the next, and you're going to find yourself in the place of torment if you don't trust in Jesus. It's the only way. There's no other way. It's the only way. This verse of Scripture tells us, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I've got several verses of Scripture here that we're going to look up right at the beginning here. And so we're going to begin with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You see, Scripture confirms Scripture. And so you can take one verse of Scripture and pull it out of context and make it say about whatever you want to, but we don't do that. We look at the Word of God and we compare one verse of Scripture with another verse of Scripture with another verse of Scripture, and through the leadership of the Holy Spirit, we are taught the truth. And that's what we're doing today, and I'm glad that you've joined us today to do just that. And so, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Okay, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You must come by faith to Jesus Christ and be born again. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. You might keep Hebrews in your hand because we've got one more we're going to look up at the end of these. And so if you haven't already lost your place there, why, hold on to it, because we're going to be in the 10th chapter of Hebrews before we finish this. John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, which means it's a very important statement here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. We need to understand, you must be born again. As I said just a little bit ago, there's only one way. A lot of people say, well, we're all going the same direction. We're just serving a little different way, or we believe a little bit different. You see, it's not my belief that matters. It's the Word of God that matters. That's what matters. And I'm afraid today that so many places that they call themselves churches have developed their own doctrine and their own traditions, and they have left the Word of God. And we need to get back to the Word of God. And so please study with me and let the Spirit of God guide you to salvation first, to introduce you to Jesus and how to be saved. And then that wonderful steps of righteousness and growth that you'll enjoy. So please, that you just listen. But there's only one way. There's only one way. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. I'm turning to those. I hope that you have the opportunity to do the same. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You see, this thought that everybody's saved, or that everybody's going to heaven, it doesn't make it when you look to the Word of God, the authority, the truth, and that's what we're doing. And so please, whereby we must be saved, only through the name of Jesus. Call upon the Lord Jesus for your salvation. The next is found back in Hebrews. And Hebrews chapter 10. And again, I didn't catch you maybe soon enough for you to catch that. But Hebrews chapter 10, verse 28 through 31. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth to me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I hope the Spirit is speaking to your heart today, because it is so important to realize that back in the Old Testament, they didn't have near as much light, near as much information to make it so clear as we do. And we talk about having the Scripture. We've got all the New Testament to help us to understand what God was saying in the Old Testament. And so for us to study the Old Testament and then confirm it, and it just brings it clearer each day by studying the New Testament as well. But what we call that light. The light is that much brighter. You know, the older I get, the more light I need. You know, it used to be why I could see pretty well almost in the dark. I could read something. And now, why, I've got to have a bright light if I'm going to see or to read something. And you see, I'm thankful that I still can read. But the important thing, and that is that the Word of God, by having the Old and New Testament, the complete Word, and I'm talking about the Old King James, I'm not talking about any other versions, because that's it. You need to stay there. You need to stay with the truth. Don't go with any of the others. Please don't. Please just stay with the Old King James, and you're going to enjoy the power of the teaching of the Holy Spirit. You say, well, it's a little more difficult to read. Number one, it's not. But number two, you need the teacher. And if you want the teacher to help you see the Word of God and direct you to the Son of God for salvation, and then on to righteousness, you want the book, the Old King James. So please, that you stay with the Old King James, because you need the teacher, you need the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit needs the truth. And that's what the Old King James is. So please that you would stay with that, follow after that, and watch the Spirit of God lead you to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the Scripture tells us here that it's a sad, sad thing for anyone today not to be saved, because we have so much light. The light is so bright today. And I hope you see that. You're able to, in your soul, in your heart, the Spirit show you this light. And you see, Jesus died on the cross. His precious blood was shed. And that precious blood is what covers your sin. And that blood has been taken by the Son and presented to the Father in heaven. Now, we have that all back in Leviticus, is how the high priest, and Jesus has become our high priest, how he took the blood of that offering, that sacrifice of what Jesus is. He is the perfect Lamb of God. He is our sacrifice. He was taken by the high priest on the Day of Atonement, one day a year, and taken into the Holy of Holies, and the blood was spread seven times. Now you see that animal, it was a goat that they used, that animal was put to death. He died. He died outside the camp, just like Jesus did. But that precious blood went all the way to the mercy seat, all the way to the Holy of Holies. And so did the Lord Jesus' precious, perfect blood. And so it's saying here that if you have made the decision of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God. I can't tell you enough how serious this is. Because we have the light. Don't ignore it. Don't reject it. Now, if you'll notice, I don't tell you that you have to come to this church. I would love, if you're in this area, I would love for you to come to this church and grow together. But the purpose is for you to come by faith to Jesus. And if you live, you know, 100 miles from here, you need to find a local church that preaches the Word of God, stands upon the truth, uses the old King James, and preaches that truth, and you go in there and you help them build a church. Building a church is bringing souls, lost souls in, and what a joy it is. And so please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved and follow after Him. But precious verses, and don't ever question that 31st verse. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. You don't know Jesus, you better be scared. You better be afraid. I'm not, because I know Jesus as my Savior. If you don't, you got something to worry about. Serious, very serious. We continue now in the 8th chapter of Romans, chapter 8, back to that verse of Scripture. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. There is no salvation. There is no way to approach God except through the Lord Jesus Christ and His shed blood. They have heard about His sufferings. They have heard about His death. But they will not and are not willing to accept the Son of God as God's given them salvation. And I'm talking about these folks here that Paul is talking to. They will not listen, and yet they know He is confirmed. You have heard, you know that this man Jesus died on the cross. And you know, because there were so many witnesses, that He rose from the dead. Ye know that. You have heard all about this. You have heard about these testimonies. Now please, that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and save yourself. Save yourself. Once again, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. No, they can't. You've got to come by faith to Jesus and be in the Spirit to please God. Throws that thought of universal salvation right out the window, doesn't it? We haven't spoken one thing about baptism either, have we? No. There is a baptism here, and that baptism is of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes within our heart, and we are immersed in the Spirit of God. Wonderful. But it's not talking about a physical baptism for salvation, and many have that confused as well. Please, just look to the Word of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Once again, there's a dividing point here, a division here. And that division is between the lost and the saved. Those that are still in the flesh and those that are in the Spirit. The only ones that can be in the Spirit are those that are born again, that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus, trusted in Him as His Savior. We must follow after in the Spirit. The joy of the indwelling Spirit. And please, we can see that it is confirmed in 10:11, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Yes, we still have the flesh, but we, for the first time, have a power over the flesh because the spirit that dwells in us. We have an opportunity to walk a righteous life because of the Lord Jesus. Once again, we're on to verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, there's a powerful verse of scripture there that we're going to spend some time in a little bit later, but we need to understand the joy of the indwelling of the spirit. And it confirms that the spirit dwells within the heart. So please trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. You see, there's a decision that needs to be made, and that decision's up to you. I can beg you, I can do everything, but I can't make you come by faith to Jesus. You must trust in him today. You must call upon him today by faith because the Spirit of God is tugging on your heart's door. Please call upon him today. Please come today to him. You know, we're going to take a look at 1 Corinthians because here's something else that Paul has added to this. And so as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you hear the pages, you know that I'm looking through the Bible and the Word of God to find these truths, and it's wonderful. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning to read with the 19th verse. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You see, once we come by faith to Jesus, then we become a servant of God. Now you say, well, I don't want to be a servant of anybody. You're already a servant to the devil. that argument doesn't fly. It doesn't go anywhere. Because you are a servant. And better yet, you're a slave to the devil. If you have not come by faith to the Lord Jesus, you have not been set free. And you can convince yourself all you want to that you can make all kinds of choices and do whatever you want to do, but you're being led around. You know, I've farmed for many years and always loved and enjoyed the farm. And if you wanted to lead a bull anywhere, you put that ring in that bull's nose and you just take a little strap, and you can take that bull, and it can be a 2,000-pound bull, and you can lead that bull with that nose ring. Well, you have a nose ring in, and the devil is the one that put it there. And whenever he wants you to do something, he just takes that little strap, and he just leads you wherever he wants you to go. And you're going to be led by that devil, and you're a slave to the devil until the day comes that you say, Jesus, I'm a sinner, I'm lost, and I need salvation. Please come into my heart and save me. Please come into my heart and save me. You know, on our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org, we have the plan of salvation and many verses of Scripture to show the need of salvation and how to get saved. And you can read it, you can print it out, or you can click on a little spot right there that you can sit and listen to it. And best way to do is to print it out and then listen to it and follow it. And just listen as I read the Scripture verses and explain to you the need of salvation. Please, that you would do that today. You would see that you need to be born again. And so we need to know that when you're born again, it is not only that the Spirit of God comes to live within us and we're born again, but also for the first time, that old devil has a rival against our flesh. Now, that old flesh is still in the world and still in the flesh, but the victories can be, we can win because we have the Spirit of God within us. And we are the temple of God. Just like the tabernacle used to be the place in the Old Testament where God met with the people, now he comes and indwells every believer. And we have many verses of Scripture that we've read concerning that know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which is in you. Don't misunderstand that. The Spirit of God comes to indwell you, and you no longer are slave to the devil. But you can become a servant to God, and that's a servant and a love to serve and love to walk with Jesus. It's not a burden in any way. It's a joy. So please walk with the Lord Jesus and know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. We got several verses of Scripture here that we're going to look up concerning this text here. And it begins in John chapter 3, verse 5. John chapter 3, verse 5. Now, you know that we go through these things many times because I want you to understand this simple, precious word. John chapter 3, verse 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you and to thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, the water there is not baptism. The water there is not the physical birth. The water there is the Word of God. We'll have verses of Scripture confirming this, that the Word of God, we must have the Word of God, we must have the presence of the Spirit for you to be saved. You've got the Word of God because we have given it to you over and over again if you've enjoyed these programs. And also, by the Word of God being proclaimed, that Spirit is knocking in your heart's door. So please that you will surrender and listen. Please come. Now we're going to go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verses 7 through 11. John 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go away, not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye shall see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. You see there, the Spirit of God will come. And Jesus was talking to his disciples. They didn't want him to go. He said, I must go because I will go and my Father's going to send the Comforter. And as the Comforter comes, here's what the Comforter's going to do. And that Comforter is convicting you of your sin right now. And it will show you to the way of righteousness. And it will come also bringing judgment. So please, and that in itself in John chapter 16 verses 7 through 11 is a study on its own, and it is a wonderful study. We're going to continue right now just a little bit further, and we may come back and spend some time on that another time. And we're going to look now at Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Romans 8:14, scripture verse we read as we were looking at that earlier. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 16 of Romans chapter 8. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Look at these wonderful scripture verses. Now we're going to go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Galatians, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Ephesians 4:30, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You see, we're not only born again and made new and begin to walk not the paths of the flesh and the devil, but the paths of righteousness and to serve our God and praise our God, but also he seals us. You see, we don't have to worry about losing our salvation. Isn't that something? How many people and places today teach you that you need to just keep working and working and working and working, and boy, I hope I work hard enough and make enough good decisions that I make it to heaven. Come by faith to Jesus. You must be born again, born of water and of the Spirit. And see, those two are present today. So please that you would come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him today. You know, we've got 5:18. Be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. surrender to the Spirit of God today. You need to walk with the Lord Jesus. You need to fellowship with Him. But you can't do either one, and you can't know God the Father until you know God the Son. So please come to Jesus today and be saved. Be born again. We ask this question each time, every time. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?